Moving on now, a massive strike by government employees at oil terminals in Libya has paralysed the country's oil industry. The strikers have been calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Ali Zidane. They're also demanding more security and higher pay. Libya's oil exports have dropped to 150,000 barrels per day because of the strikes. That's less than 10% of pre-war levels. Under former leader Muammar Gaddafi, the country produced 1.6 million barrels of oil per day. The strikes have cost the country around $140 million a day. Let's talk to Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire from Detroit. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Azikiwe, how do you see the situation in Libya? What challenges does the Prime Minister face?
The situation is deteriorating on a daily basis. The problem with the oil industry, which is the country's major export earner, has, of course, been detrimental to any type of stability inside of Libya itself. We have to understand that there's no national security apparatus. There's no uniform political system inside of Libya. The country is deeply fractured. There are armed groups, even at oil fields in the west of the country, which are in fact preventing exports of oil from Libya to the European countries, which are their major suppliers. This situation, of course, is going to deteriorate even further. Because the prime minister at this point has lost legitimacy among the forces that have controlled the country over the last year and a half. I believe that there's going to be more civil unrest with the kidnapping of the daughter of the former intelligence director, Al-Sanusi. It illustrates that the country has drifted into complete lawlessness and political destabilization.
And, of course, another question that comes to mind is that just how vital is Libya's oil supply to the world, considering the situation now?
Well, we've seen the volatility in the price of oil in the Western countries. Here in the United States, the oil prices have been going up. It's largely dependent upon the uncertainty that's been generated in Libya, even though Europe gets a lot more oil from Libya than the United States. But it still has an impact on the stability of the prices. Also, the threatened bombing of Syria has also caused a lot of consternation within the international oil market. And this, of course, too, is causing the rise in oil prices. I believe very strongly that this ongoing instability in Libya and throughout the entire region is going to backfire on the Western countries, who, in fact, were the ones who engineered the overthrow of the Gaddafi government in 2011. It is they who have been providing political support to the General National Congress government, and they, in fact, still have personnel inside Libya, CIA personnel, as well as Marines.
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the time being. Thanks to Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire from Detroit.